1 John chapter 2. My little children, these things I write to you, that you do not sin. But if any man does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the atoning, debt-paying, sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And this is how we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him the love of God is truly perfected. This is how we know that we are in him. He who says he lives in him ought himself also so to live, even as he lived. Brothers, I do not write a new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I do write to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shines. He who says he is in the light, and hates his brother, is in darkness even until now. He who loves his brother lives in the light, and there is no occasion for stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in darkness, and walks in darkness, and does not know where he is going, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Do not love the world, nor the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Because all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world and its lust passes away, but he who does the will of God lives forever. Little children, it is the end of time, and as you have heard that the Antichrist will come, even now there are many Antichrists. This is how we know that it is the end of time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. Because if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out from us, that they might be revealed to all that they were not all of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all these things. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is the Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son, the same does not have the Father, but he who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Therefore let that which you have heard from the beginning live in you. If that which you have heard from the beginning will remain in you, you also will continue in the Son, and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who seduce you. But the anointing which you have received of him lives in you, and you do not need that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you will live in him. And now, little children, live in him. That, when he appears, we may have confidence, and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who does righteousness is born of him.